ओम शांति। प्योर माइंड एंड रिलेशनशिप ऑफ द प्योर माइंड फॉर बिकमिंग फ्री फ्रॉम एफर्ट्स। ओके, गुड टॉपिक। व्हाट इज प्योर माइंड? व्हाट इज एक्चुअली pure mind? What is the difference between clean mind, free mind and pure mind? The words itself clear it, but still needs a little bit of clarification for our own efforts. As the topic for this season is Man Mana Bhava. Be mine with your mind. And in order to be being with mind with Baba, be mine with your mind, I need to keep my mind in front of me to direct, connect, face to face, that is called being with Him, and then being, making my mind like Baba's mind. So this aspect of Manmana Bhava is focusing on the mind first, to bring the concentration of the mind. And then what is today's blessing is how concentration becomes the source of success, of decision, clarity, and also connection with Baba. Mind is a creative energy of the soul. And it's very natural. It is not that you are creating, but it is emerging. Thoughts suddenly just emerged. And this emerging is actually something which has merged before, and that's what is emerging. Sometimes the thoughts are fleeting through the mind. Some thoughts came and you see it is passing through. You are not disturbed. You know that this thought is coming in your mind and you are observing it and let it go. It's called fleeting, like flying something. You are seeing it, but you are not stopping it and you are not disturbed by this. And these kind of thoughts, some are entertaining thoughts and some are which draw attention. What have been in the past and realization what you would have done in this situation which now these thoughts are coming in your mind. So creativity of the mind is the natural energy of the soul. But important aspect is, as we are gardener of our own life, and in this mind many things are emerging, and it is the law of nature, when good things are emerging, you have good crops, you have good field created, and suddenly you see that the weeds are also growing, which is not needed. It is means something which is not only waste, but in fact it is taking away your energy. Weeds, you know what is weeds? In German it's called Unkraut. Yeah. is something which is not any kind of special medicine or special herb or any special thing. It's unnecessary grass. This weeds is actually taking away the energy of something which was very good. You are hoping that your crops will be very good, but it is taking away the energy. So there are some unnecessary thoughts. There are waste thoughts. There are weak thoughts. There are negative thoughts. There are destructive thoughts. Unnecessary, weak, waste, negative, and destructive. And these thoughts then create the atmosphere in the mind that the energy, which should be actually joyful creation. You have been seeing that some moments are of great joy, and suddenly the joy is disappeared, the happiness is disappeared. And so today Baba said that you are receiving actually, when we are focusing our mind, Baba, and the eye of the mind, third eye, is focused on Baba, and Baba's eyes is giving me drishti, the soul is getting power, insight, which is known as insight. The intellect is able to see, is able to realize, is able to understand the significance of life. So, you are receiving inspiration, you are touching, you are getting the touchings, what you have to do. But it is, what is the reason that this, all the power that Baba is giving is going away, sieving away? What are the holes that it disappears? And it's a one big hole, as Baba said, carelessness. Carelessness. Laziness. Too easy about it, doesn't matter. So it means that in order to make the mind clear, clean, before I make the mind pure, I need to make my mind clear from the clutter which has come from here and there. I've collected, and there are certain things which are unnecessary, but we think it is necessary. Sometime it will be used. This is what happens in our everyday household, no? Whether we are living at the center or whether we are living individually, small things, we think it very useful. Sometime it will be useful. And then we realize the cupboard is full and we have not used for 10 years. It's the place is full. I have not used it. So it means it has only occupied the space. And so in the same way, our creativity, the space which the new thought should be created, the positive energy should be created, that space is already occupied by this unnecessary waste and weak thoughts. And then we need to make effort. So in order to be free from making effort is I have to make my mind free. And when we really have this clarity that I want to make my mind free, only then I can direct and link my connection with Baba. So I need to redirect my mind or change the direction of my mind. Waste, weak, unnecessary, negative, destructive thoughts are only when I am, as Baba said, body conscious. It brings heaviness, it creates bondage, not necessarily with the people, but with the objects, with the problems, with situations, with success and failure. So it becomes a bondage. It does not allow us to move forward. The sign of a bondage is that you go up to some level and then you are stuck. It is just like a small rope is tied. Like sometimes the mothers want their children to keep under their eyes, so that they know what the child is doing and where the child is going. So they tie with a string and they let the child move around, but it does not go anywhere far. Or you would have noticed that those who take their dog for a walk, they have their rope, this string or whatever, with that they are taking the dog for a walk. So they give the freedom to a certain place when they are a disciplined area they have to go. They still give him freedom, but then keeps under control. In the same way, it is one thing is that you give your mind freedom to go, and other type is that you give your mind a control, you keep yourself control that it should not go any further than, because it's a discipline for the mind. For example, there has been something, you have realization that at this situation I should have had that tolerance, or I should have given good wishes for that person, or I should have given forgiven that person, or have given for myself. Now, if you think too much about it, what you have not done, and you are thinking about it, it means going beyond that. You are making the mind more weak and weak rather than making it powerful. Because I am thinking only what I have not done. I have not learned what I have to do now. So it means my mind is tied with my negative situation, problem, but not the solution. And that's why I have to make effort again and again for the same thing which I would have done before. And now again and again I am losing, I have to make effort again, I am losing, and again income and effort, income and making effort for regain which I have lost, makes us tired. So it means that same situation I have really learned with realization. Realization. And realization does not mean repentance. So there is a difference between you realize and repeat 10 times, 20 times, feeling guilty, repenting. It does not make mind free. It makes the mind more occupied with the situations and problems, and it becomes just like a stamp of that weakness in me. So this is why to make the mind pure, first I need to make myself clear from the clutter, the things that I have collected for a long period of time. Then every day checking is needed. So I need introspection, inner inspection. Because what happens when most of that, we have this habit of inspecting. It is a nature because the intellect has the capacity, the power to discriminate and power to decide. And so in order to decide, it means to judge, decision making. But at the same time, looking at right and wrong, that's why I can discriminate. So I have to see whether my intellect collects more wrong things or collects more right things. It sees, it is able to see between right and wrong. What gives the deep impression on me, is it of the weaknesses or is it the virtues? My intellect is occupied more time with the virtues of others or virtues of my own, or my intellect is occupied with the weakness and defects of others and defect and weakness of my own. Defect and weakness of my own will lead to hopelessness, eventually depression, and you lose self-respect. And occupied my intellect with others will make me police inspector, not a deity, or will make me a judge to punish other person. So in this way, what am I? So intellect is also occupied, and it is not free. How can it be connected with Baba when it is occupied? Even Baba wants to connect with me, and he has love and mercy. My intellect is engaged, and he has had a yoga of the intellect with me. So in order to purify the mind, I also need to check my own intellect, what kind of nature I have. Am I a holy swan? Have I this consciousness of becoming all virtuous? Now, again a question comes, what is meaning of all virtuous? How many virtues we have? Is there a list of virtues? Yeah. How many virtues? 36. 36 virtues. Is it? Only 36? Or more? So in fact, when it is Baba speaking about all virtues, list we make for our entertainment and so focus on some particular things. But all virtues means is that I have the divine intellect to pick up virtue from everyone. Not that I appreciate the virtues of some and others have virtue, I cannot tolerate. I don't even like that they have virtues. Because immediately somebody else praises about the virtue of them, I immediately say, but you say this is virtue, that person has this defect as well. So I am not actually picking up the virtue, but I don't want to even hear the virtue of other person. It is inspection of the self. that if I want to pick up the virtue, I would really like that if somebody else is speaking about the virtue of other person, I would appreciate, oh yes, I also saw this virtue in this person. But the other person is seeing the virtue and relating, and I immediately, two things coming in my mind, either the weakness of the other person, or you always sing the praise of that person. I also have so many things, you never speak about me. You begin to feel inferiority and superiority complex. You understand this point? Understand what I'm talking about it? We begin to compare that this person is speaking of the virtues of others, doesn't speak my virtues. I also have these virtues. So at that time, instead of maintaining this virtue, yes, this virtue, I also have it. So certainly this virtue is respectworthy virtue. This virtue is praiseworthy virtue. So self-respect will create in the self other than reaction, rejection, and that becomes destructive rather than constructive. Because at that time, I am also losing my self-respect and I am rejecting the specialities of others. This is what I mean, destructive thoughts. It is not, you are not destroying anything else, but we are destroying our own self-respect, our own happiness, and also my vision. Instead of having a swan intellect, I am becoming a crow intellect. Crow picks of virtues, and crow picks of rubbish, and swan picks of pearls. So it is, in order to clean my intellect, clean, I need to become a swan in intellect. Picking up virtues from everyone and appreciating the virtue of others. And this is the secret of becoming all virtuous. That you pick up the virtue from everyone, so less effort to work your own self, automatically the virtues of others become your virtue. So effort are there when we need to make effort only when I have I want to copy someone. I'm speaking something of subtle. If I want to be somebody else, then we have to make effort. I want to play the role which is based, it is role of somebody else, and that person is receiving the reward or regard of that. And my vision is now, I also want respect and reward of the efforts, and then I am making this, then I am making effort on that. So it means it's a temporary achievement only, not with soul consciousness, not God consciousness, but temporary praise and respect consciousness. And anything which is based on body consciousness, it is building a house on the sand. You can build a house on the sand without the foundation. A storm will come and fall down the building, no matter how high I build. So if I am doing the effort because of name and fame, praise and position, then because it's temporary award and then it is not, then because something is wrong, that will create repentance in me. And as it is temporary, when it is gone, then I am also unhappy. It is like a devotee, not a knowledgeable soul. So this is why introspection is digging within, inspecting what is my motive of action. Free from efforts is only when my vision is clear, my intention is clear, and I am doing the thing with great love. Clean and pure mind, then it is what is the mind is not with attachment. Mind is, the function is not doing because of emotional something emerging and I'm doing it. It's a natural with pure feeling, pure mind means it is love for whatever, whichever task I'm doing with great love. And this power of love is actually, you are doing, it doesn't feel like you are making effort. Also, is my really interest, am I interested to do this task? Internal. If I create interest of doing, even something is not right, I will try again. Try and try and try again and you become successful. You don't feel tired. Like athletes, no? Because they are interested to do something. Like the astronauts. Wanted to be this. Go be in the stars, on the moon. Going through such an intensive heat, intensive temperature. There is a courage there to face the things. And if I am interested, though it is, efforts are there, but efforts are not efforts, it's a game. And we do see, you see this, you are free from efforts. Efforts is actually, word is not right translation. Because when you think efforts, it means that you have to tolerate, you have to suffer, you have to renounce something, you are compelled to do that, you have to obey. It becomes like some kind of negative energy we create in the mind at the same time. And this is why Baba doesn't use effort. Baba uses Purusharath. Purusharath means you are doing the task for the benefit of the soul, for the self. For personal joy, internal soul wants to do this work with great joy. So am I doing with that joy? I'm doing with happiness? Purusharath. It's an income. Arth has two meanings. Purush means soul. Purush is soul. And nature is matter. Matter and soul. Actions are done through the body for the benefit of the soul. That is called Purusharath. Actions done through the matter, is through the body, for the benefit and achievement of the soul. And anything which is beneficial, even if it is a little bit difficult, you don't feel it difficult. You make the difficult thing easy. difficult become difficult only when I realize that so much energy is put in it and the gain is very little. For example, you go for a job and it has to start very early, you have to get up early, you have to travel very far, but the payment is not much. You would immediately think, oh, I have to renounce my sleep, I have to spend 2 hours extra just coming and going, and money is very little. So now achievement is less, efforts are more. So your mind does not accept that. Your intellect becomes observer and weighs what is achievement and what is loss, what I'm giving and what I'm receiving. So purusha, effort is something you are forced to do it. But purusharath is you like to do it. Purusharath is because it is for my own joy. I, the soul, want to experience, I want to develop my personality. I want to increase my happiness. I want to increase my original godly qualities and Brahmin qualities. So here you want income. What is income? So swara purusharath, the soul sees how much is the income. And when you have a lot of income, even if you have to get up early, you get up and you don't mind it, you don't consider it. You say, oh yes, I can use my time, even if I am in train, I can use my time in a worthwhile way. Even if I'm traveling, it's okay, I have to get up early, I feel it's very healthy to get up early. Your thinking energy changes. Your thoughts and your intellect support each other. When purusharath is, when income is more, your mind and intellect support each other rather than questioning and criticizing each other. Because it is the sanskaras which you want to develop, the quality you want to increase, the achievement that you have, it is income, no? It is gain. It is reward. It is good result. That's why it is purusharathi, fast effort maker. Then you make fast without heaviness because result is good. Heaviness is not there, so you are able to move fast. Intellect is not tied with some pressure, you are able to feel angelic, joyful doing work. And so this is why free from effort means anything what I am doing with pure mind, with pure intention. Purity is free from any influence. Free from pollution, free from any worldly attraction. It is pollution. The mind becomes polluted when the worldly desires, worldly consciousness comes in. And so it means I am not able to make my mind like God's mind, benevolent. See what is God's mind and sanskaras? Benevolent, merciful, loveful, clear. So be mind with your mind and make your mind like my mind because it's ever pure mind. Now Baba, seeing the weakness of us, he's signaling that as well, but he's not allowing to be influenced by our weakness. Understand the point? But it is not that Baba does not see our weaknesses. He's saying, for 50% you are like this, and 20% is your good effort, and 70% is body consciousness, 20% is soul consciousness, 8% you are divine being, and 78% or 98% you are a monkey, 10% you are deity. He speaks about, he gives this, no? But he is not influenced by our monkey consciousness or donkey consciousness. He speaks with entertaining way that we realize that this is wrong. So in actually he is seeing his weakness, but emerging love, mercy, to bring benefit to us. So it means that it is not that you don't see it, you recognize very quickly, because intellect is clear. So purity of mind is means free from pollution of any type of pollution we created with by my own self or influence of others. So then, because it's free, it's clean, it's a positive energy is every time. Positive, pure and powerful, these three things make the intellect divine intellect. Positive mind, pure mind and powerful mind. So powerful mind, my determination that I see the weakness, but I don't take it in, because I am able to see. It's not that I don't see. I understand it, but I don't allow to stand this weakness in my heart of the person. It is not that you are not, so God is also seeing, that's why he says, I have mercy for my children, how elevated you were, where you have reached. But he is itself is above. So first, when the mind is pure, the first step would be that I am very easily to change the thought pattern. The thoughts will be also positive. Even in negative situation, thoughts are positive because you understand the significance of drama. You understand the significance of different time, different souls, playing different role and part. Not that what weakness was 10 years ago in someone would be the same now. That person in 10 years must have changed, and only few percentage will remain. But if I have kept that weakness in my mind of 10 years ago, in my intellect, that weakness has grown 100 times more because I am sustaining that weakness in me. And Baba sees this from the copper age. I made a mistake. I continued to make a mistake. But he does not keep this in him. He sees it there. Now it needs to be transformed. It's doctor consciousness. Today Baba said that people should come at the center, and they should feel that they have come in the hospital. What it means? That their sickness will be removed from here. And if people come to me and they see that they had a weakness and I am increasing 10 times more than them, they would not come to me. They say, this person will kill me rather than purify me. So my consciousness should be that I am, hospital is not, it is not the house, it is those who are living in the hospital, in center, they are the doctors, no? Building will not help heal them, it is the doctor that heals them. And so doctor is benevolent. And so it means that I help them to clean their, to cure them. So then more I help to make, bring cure in others, the more pure my heart becomes. Because then I am removing their weakness and I am removing my weakness as well. And so Baba is the purifier. So purifier, it means he sees weakness, but he is purifier. So I have the consciousness in this way, love and mercy and benevolence. Love, first comes mercy, then comes love, and then is benevolence. Mercy is that immediately you want to help that person. Is mercy. You don't criticize, why are you? You see, yeah, this is poor, you want to help that person. So this is why we are merciful soul. When the heart is, and then your heart begins to open to give something more, and it is love is beforehand. Love is cooperation. Love is dedication. Love is you give time and energy for yourself and others beforehand. Sustenance, support, encouragement. This is love. And so your quality, when purity is there, then result is benevolence. So turn your mind away from negative to positive, from clutter mind to clean, impure to pure. Because instead of focusing on weaknesses, focusing on virtues. Then when it is, then because it is easy, then it is clean, it moves, the energy flows in the right way. If rubbish is there and you want to flow the water with a good speed, it will not. And so mind does not flow to Baba, does not fly to Baba. And so it's my own benefit, for my own benevolence, for my own yoga power, to make the mind really pure and powerful. I need to tune myself with Baba. So turning, and then in order to purify from the past, see, there are three levels of purification. One is purification of the present, the rubbish that I have collected, which I know that waste thoughts, weak thoughts, unnecessary thoughts, I can see that rubbish is there. Second level of impurity is my own action and actions of others that have influenced me. Waste thoughts and actions of this life, which is called action based on vices. I know I should not be doing, but I have been doing. So it is impurity, which is called vikarma, vicious karma. One thing is connected with the thought and intellect, other is connected with actions. And third type of impurity is, we had been from the past birth, which I do not know what kind of impurity it is. And for that I need to have yoga with Baba. And then yoga, when I am having this based on knowledge and godly powers and virtues, then there is no effort, because love is actually empowering us. Because income is, from Baba, income is more. When I am thinking of making positive, making powerful, so there is attention, checking, introspection is needed. But when connection with Baba, mind is tuned with Baba, then it's just the flow coming. And automatically the other energy which was negative is becoming weaker and weaker, and eventually the heart is happy. So past accounts are also clear. So purity from the past, purity from the karmic account, and also purity from my own present stage. This present weakness, waste, negative habits, addictions, this is, I know which kind of impurity it is. And so this is why, and then I start again having positive power thought, which will joyful, good action, creates self-respect in me, and connection with Baba gives me power. Because Baba's love is actually very powerful, fire and water together. It cleans and also burns the past. So purification, this is why yoga is called purification, because it's constant flow of love and knowledge and so power to finish the past. So then you begin to be with Baba and you begin to feel that energy in you. So there are not effort, then it's enjoyment. You would have experienced that when we sit in meditation, we start making aware of ourselves, reminding myself I'm a pure soul, seeing other person a pure soul. And then your knowledge begins to churn in you. Then you begin to praise Baba's qualities, begin to go through your mind. And what happens? You are not making effort. You're just being in that. The atmosphere is created. The energy is in transformed. And that time comes that here you begin to enjoy, and somebody wants to switch on the light. You say, oh, please don't switch on the light. I still want to enjoy it. When you begin to enjoy, time is not counted. Goes very fast. Experience becomes intense. Time moves very fast. And so mind becomes benevolent, beautiful feeling. So pure mind means benevolent mind. And anything which is benevolence, reward, achievement, no effort. So what I have to spend? In order to receive love, then I have to offer my love to Baba. Just like Baba does not need anything, but for Baba, because Baba says, I cannot do my work alone. So yesterday he said, God cannot do his work alone, you have to help, no? So I have to, because Baba has come to New World and he wants me to be his instrument. And so, in order to become Baba's helper, with them you are doing with great joy, not only with just love, but with happiness. And where there is happiness, there is no effort. When there is great achievement, there is no effort. When there is interest, there is no effort. When there is a reward, there is no effort. Actions are still there, but effort is not there. As God's work is there, God comes from soul world, from here, comes from impure world in the pure world, but no effort. He says, I continue to give, I never get tired. You get tired. Because we are losing, we are gaining and losing. So this is why I have to pay then attention as well. So what effort I have to make, attention I have to be careful, I need to put an immigration office here in my forehead. We need to set an immigration office. You know what is an immigration office? No. unwanted thing cannot enter the country. Illegal thing cannot enter the country. Their attention and checking is needed. So then I don't waste my time and energy to purify again and again. Okay? I have to go for another appointment. I think perhaps some of you have been invited. And it's a rainbow day today. Rainbow. You might be wondering, where is the rain and sun? The rainbow comes only when the sun and rain together. Baba the sun of knowledge and Baba the rain of knowledge. Happy day, seven colors together. But this is actually in Peace Park. Some activity is taking place. I was invited there. And so, supposed to be 10:30, but I said, no, I meet the family today and then I go. So I know that there are other thoughts coming in my mind and will be also some questions in your mind. Maybe another session we will have for question-answer session. Just question-answer. Then you speak more and I speak less. Otherwise I speak more and you don't speak. Right? So we can have that. Okay, thank you. Om Shanti.